Podcastmagoria presents Christmas Trek.
For one night each year, a special event is held by the local orphanage to remind its residents that they have not been forgotten and that they still deserve to be loved. St. Augustus's Home for Wayward Souls hosts a Christmas fundraiser where local businesses and members of the community come together to give what they can to ensure the little ones waiting for their forever homes have something to make their time at St. Augustus's not so cold and lonely. This event brings countless toys and funds to keep the lights on, food hot, and the beds warm. It's become tradition to hire some entertainment to bring magic back to the heart of the kids. This year's entertainment is no exception, as this year, an unknown magician that goes by Preposterio the Impossible has been hired on. The previously hired magician, Incredible Ivan, mysteriously stopped answering his calls in the days leading up to the big night. So in a pinch, and by amazing luck, Preposterio's information got into the hands of Sister Agatha.
I appreciate you coming out and entertaining the children at such short notice. I can't believe the other act just disappeared on us like that.
Oh, it's no trouble at all, sister. I typically save my disappearing act for the grand finale of my show. Some guys ain't cut out for the stage. The pressure of all those eyes isn't for the weak-minded. Say, how much loot, donations did your little event pull in this year?
Well, we actually had an amazing turnout this year. Not including the food, blankets, toys.
Yeah. The money is what I'm asking.
Oh, yes. As I was saying, not counting all the other wonderful donations, the financial value of this year's evening's wonderful event was a grand total that I don't think in all my years of taking care of these sweet little...
How much?
Forgive me. Sometimes I just get lost in thought. You know, Father Michael from the St. Sebastian Parish is always telling me, Sister Agatha, the good Lord have blessed you with the longest of winds. Ships could sail twice over the world if they had the blessing of your mighty lungs blowing them into the harbor.
Sister, please. How much do those little angels get blessed with?
Oh, there I go again. 75,000.
Holy shit, spirit! You mean to tell me, locked away in your little office there, is 75 grand? What, in checks?
Oh, heavens no! We find it's easier to do things in cash. I prefer it the old-fashioned way. When I was a little girl, before I got the call by the Lord to do my duty to protect these little ones, I wanted to be in banking, you see. Something about numbers and counting out all those bills. I find that when you actually feel the money in your hands, doesn't it just feel more rewarding?
Sister, that's something you and I can agree about. I do love the feeling of holding lots and lots of cash. So... who you got watching the kitty?
Oh, no pets are allowed here.
No. Not like a cat. The money. Who is watching the money?
Oh, well, the good Lord watches over his flock.
Does he ever? But I mean, you hire security for this, cameras, a safe.
My dear. Try to take money from orphans and on Christmas Eve? You are earning your namesake. The idea of that is simply preposterous.
Who would ever dare dream? That would have to be some sort of genuine jerk. Well, it's been great entertaining you, sister, but it's getting late. I gotta go home and set cookies out for Santa, if you know what I mean.
It truly has been a pleasure. And as it says in the good book, a shepherd walks with his flock, but when a sheep runs astray...
Okay, you too. Take care. Have a merry good night.
After some time, the whole building is dark. The little ones are tucked away, and down the hall from the office of Sister Agatha A broom closet door slowly opens.
Finally. I didn't think Sister Windbag would ever shut up. A good donation for those kids would be her catching strep and losing her voice.
The magician sneaks through the halls, taking care not to make a sound. Arriving at the office door, he picks the lock and quickly props the door open.
Abracadabra.
He slips inside the office. Looking around, he sees piles of donated items. Pillows, stuffed animals, blankets, cookies, candy, you name it. On shelves overlooking the items are old vintage toys from donations of Christmas past. A teddy bear with a loose button eye, a dolly with a half-shaved head, a wooden soldier holding a sword, splintered wood blocks spelling out Merry Christmas, and a metal wind-up alligator with chattering teeth. Papastro stops and looks at the old relics.
Jesus, look at this junk. This old crap needs to be tossed out with the old crone. Where the hell is that fat sack of money? You wouldn't think it'd be hard to spot a pile of 75. Oh, shit!
Papastro trips over a large pile of bank bags, each one labeled with $5,000. He lands on top of a toy drum set, clanging the cymbals.
Bingo! How kind of her to bag it and label it. Guess Sister Never Shuts Up really did want to be a banker.
Emptying the contents of a Santa sack onto the ground, he gathered up the bags of money. Afterwards, he moves around the room, grabbing any other valuables he thinks he might be able to sell, stepping on little cakes, breaking candy canes, and spilling M&Ms everywhere. He stops and stares at the wooden soldier, the silent guard of the children's treasure. He glares at the painted-on eyes, giving a salute to mock the old soldier.
Looks like someone's sleeping at their post. What a piece of shit.
He grabs the old figure off the shelf and snaps one of the legs, tossing the broken soldier to the side. He gives a chuckle to himself as he continues to give the room a once-over to grab any overlooked valuables. While he is digging through the sister's desk drawer, he hears something behind him. He turns quickly, ready to fight whoever has had the misfortune to catch him in the act. While squinting in the dark, he doesn't see anything, with the door still closed. No light from the hall, and all is still silent, other than his sigh of relief.
Better get out of this dump. Thanks for the donations, and Merry Christmas.
The magician leaves the orphanage and returns to his home, a small dark living room lit only by the glow of a fireplace and one lamp with a tattered shade. The two sources of light cast strange dancing shadows around the room. Joining the shadows is another figure, Papastro. Bowing to an invisible audience, he smiles and motions to the pile of cash on the end of the table next to a worn wingback chair.
And now for my final act, I will make this money disappear. Always save the big trick for the end.
The phony trickster grabs a whiskey bottle and continues to dance around while pouring it into a dirty glass. He spills it all over the stacks of bank bags. He sits in the chair next to the table while sipping on the glass. He starts to arrange the piles.
Better get everyone's cut figured out. Should make them disappear like I did that dink Ivan. Well, 40 grand ain't bad. And whatever this crap I can sell is worth.
As Papastro sits staring at his money, there's a sound in the room of something rustling. He turns and looks at the sack from the orphanage.
There better not be some rats from that shithole in that bag.
He walks over to the sack and bends down, digging around to see what made the sound. He pulls a candy cane out of the sack and starts to eat it. While continuing to investigate the sack, he notices a small cut in the side. While staring at it, he hears another sound from the other side of the room.
I must be more loaded than I thought. Get it together. Okay, what the hell is going on?
While looking around the room, he notices some of the money is missing. He bends down to see if it's fallen off the table behind his chair. As he searches, he suddenly feels a sharp pain on the ankle of his right leg, causing him to fall over into his chair. Looking down, he sees a long cut along his ankle. and a small shadow runs by in the corner of his eye. When he looks in its direction, he spots a stack of money sitting on the hearth of the fireplace.
Jesus, I'm not about to burn 5 grand.
He darts across the room to grab the cash, and as he does so, a string of Christmas lights is pulled across his path, tripping him. He falls forward and hits his head on the mantle of the fireplace, knocking him unconscious. Waking from the sound of jingling, Papastro realizes that he can't move. Looking down at his torso, he can see that he is tied up with Christmas lights. Shadows dance around him from the glow of the fireplace, giving the illusion of dozens of tiny figures darting from behind the furniture. Out of the darkness behind the wingback chair, he can make out the shape of a small figure, limping towards him. As the figure comes out of the shadows, he can see standing near him a 1-foot-tall wooden soldier with 1 bandaged leg, holding a tiny sword shining in the firelight. The small soldier turns towards his face and slowly raises the sword.
What the hell is happening? I must be concussed, because I know for damn sure I ain't looking at an ugly little piece of shit soldier waving his sword at me.
Papastro feels something crawling up his torso. He leans up to see the tattered teddy bear on his chest. He struggles to break free, but the wires of the lights are too tight, and the more he pulls, the tighter they become on his wrists, cutting off the circulation from his hands. The toy soldier is now next to his face. He brings down the sword, slicing into the magician's cheek.
God, are you kidding me right now? This is impossible. What do you want?
The toy soldier taps his bandaged leg.
What? You want me to fix your leg? What do I look like to you, Geppetto?
The soldier signals to the teddy bear, who begins to start pulling out his own stuffing and jamming it into the magician's mouth.
What? No! 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 No!
While writhing around, he notices the feeling of something tugging at his right leg. Looking down, he can see the dolly and a stuffed elephant holding a saw by his leg. They look at the toy soldier. He lifts his sword. The two grip the saw a little tighter. The magician stares in horror, eyes wide. The toy soldier brings down his sword, and the toys begin to saw into his leg. He struggles as much as he can, unable to break free. The sound of the saw cutting through the flesh of his leg, the wet grind as it hits the bone. The smell of iron permeates the air as he bleeds out onto the living room floor. The carpet is soaked in the crimson fluid. The toys have severed his lower right leg. The teddy bear walks over with a red-hot poker from the fireplace. He stabs it into the bloody stump, cauterizing it. Papastro lets out another muffled scream. Dizzy from the pain and the blood loss, he focuses his vision on the toy soldier. He raises his sword again. The dolly, stuffed elephant, and the teddy bear turn Papastro's head towards the soldier, holding it down. A jingle sound in the shadows reveals the metal wind-up alligator. It comes closer and closer to the face of the magician, his eyes wide. He wonders what horrors await him. The toy soldier brings down his sword again, and the alligator's chattering teeth come closer and closer to his face. The maul of the alligator finally reaching its target, chomping into the eyes of the thief magician, screams of agony becoming weaker and weaker with every chomp of the metal jaws. Christmas morning comes to the orphanage. Sister Agatha walks down the hall to her office. She opens the door and gasps at what she sees. The vintage toys have gathered around the donations piled in the middle of the room. A large wrapped box with a beautiful gold bow sits in the middle of the room.
Oh my, what's this? Dear Sister Agatha, here's one more magic trick for Christmas.
Sister Agatha pulls the ribbon and the box pops open. She grins at what she sees inside and she looks over at the toy soldier.
Merry Christmas, General.
This has been a Podcastmagoria presentation. Christmas Trick. Co-written by Autumn Campbell and James Davis. Music by James Davis.